This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a three-day visit to the United States this morning. Mr. Modi will begin his tour by attending the 4th annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. During the summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden, along with other leaders of the Quad grouping. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said that he is looking forward to joining his colleagues President Biden, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, and Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for the Quad summit. He said the forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. On his scheduled meeting with the US President, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will allow the two nations to review and identify new pathways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership for the benefit of their people and the global good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with BJP workers, volunteers and supporters under the program Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot on the 26th of this month during the Haryana Assembly elections. He will interact with them at around 12:30 p.m. through the Namo app. Mr. Modi has also urged them to send their questions and suggestions. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi will take oath as Chief Minister of Delhi today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at the Raj Nivas, where Delhi LG VK Saxena will administer the oath to Atishi and her Council of Ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Atishi as the Chief Minister of Delhi from the date of her being sworn in. The President also cleared the appointment of five ministers. They are Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has told a Delhi court that it has obtained requisite sanctions from concerned authorities to prosecute Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD leader and former Railways Minister Lalu Prasad in a corruption case related to the alleged Land for Jobs scam. Following the approval, the CBI yesterday filed a copy of the sanction with Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court. The CBI's counsel also informed the court that the agency is awaiting prosecution sanctions for nearly 30 other accused linked to the case. The agency has sought an additional 15 days to obtain sanctions for the remaining accused. The court has scheduled the next hearing for 15th of October. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Jammu last evening. He will address 5 election rallies in Poonch, Rajouri and Jammu districts today. Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka is underway. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise their franchise to elect the 9th executive president. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremasinghe and opposition leader Sajith Premadasa cast their votes earlier this morning. After casting his vote, Mr. Wickremasinghe said that it is essential to protect democracy and not let the democratic systems fall apart. Mr. Premadasa said that democracy will be victorious and called for everyone to be calm and protect democracy. Voting commenced at 7 a.m. at over 13,400 polling centres and will go on till 4:30 p.m. Counting of votes will start later in the evening. Lebanon-based terrorist group Hezbollah has confirmed the death of its top commander, Ibrahim Aqil, in an Israeli airstrike on a building in the southern suburbs of capital Beirut yesterday. Lebanon's health ministry said that at least 14 people were killed and 66 others injured in the strikes on the Dahiye area. U.S. House of Representatives has unanimously approved a bill that aims to enhance Secret Service protection for the presidential nominees and the respective vice presidential candidates, days after the second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. And in the ongoing 45th Chess Olympiad at Budapest in Hungary, the Indian team continued their unbeaten streak, securing a 2-2 draw against Uzbekistan in the 9th round of the open section. And that is the end of this news bulletin.